Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
On July 27th, the Alaska Army National Guard's 211th General Support Aviation Battalion was called upon to speed up the process of sending freight to villages. The battalion helped move a skid steer loader needed to keep Toledo's runway operating to allow flights carrying goods and personnel to land throughout the year. Chief Warrant Officer Second Kevin Katkis.
It's a unique load. It's not something that you're going to find in a manual to, you know, just have your answers black and white. Something that we all had to put our heads together on and, you know, plan.
Plan called for the unit to use one of its CH-47F Chinook helicopters and haul the piece of heavy equipment by way of sling load. The Army National Guard says the CH-47F is capable of sling loading up to 26,000 pounds. Katka said,
it's a unique sling load and a unique situation in itself, delivering the sling load from one village to another and being able to do it safely.
The 211th conducted the flight as part of the Innovative Readiness Training Program. The flight also gave one crew member a chance to do something he never did until this flight. That's visit an Alaskan village for the first time. Staff Sergeant Jeremy Maddox.
Definitely eye-opener to see how hardy those folks are, being able to live out there and sustain and do well.
In this particular case, the Army National Guard estimates the journey to transport goods between Nikolai and Toledo to take 9 hours by boat, but by flight, it took just over a half hour. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Governor Dunleavy is warning Alaskans about the current strain to the hospital system due to the ongoing COVID-19 surge. In an address posted online, the governor tells Alaskans they may not be able to receive a certain level of care if they go to the hospital for any reason. The governor says several hospitals are experiencing staff shortages.
There's been a couple changes that have added to the hospital constraint. One is that literally we don't have as many people working at the hospital anymore.
The governor directed several state agencies to work with hospitals to address capacity constraints, including expediting the process for licensed healthcare providers, assessing staffing contracts to temporarily support hospitals, allowing for flexibilities to expedite additional staffing, and procuring medical supplies to support hospitals short on reserves. During the question and answer portion of the press conference, some members of the media asked if the governor should take a tougher stance on COVID-19, given the surge the state is seeing. He said,
we're a different country than some other places. We don't grab our people by the arm and force them to be vaccinated. That's just not what we do here in this country. That's not what we're going to do in the state. When this pandemic hit, we all pulled together. We worked together. We have the second lowest death numbers in the country. People know what they need to do. They need to have conversations with their doctors and make a decision if that's what they want to do. If they don't, then they have to understand that they run the risk of getting infected, especially with this variant that is highly contagious. I think I'm talking to Alaskans. I've told them my story about having the infection. I've told them my story about getting a vaccination. I told them why I would get a vaccination. I've had plenty of discussions about folks having conversations with their doctors. The vaccinations are readily available. We were the first to get out in front. We have an excellent health team, an excellent health system. It's being constrained now for a whole host of reasons, including the Delta variant, as well as folks leaving the workforce. So you have a vaccination. You can use it if you so choose.
Locally, inpatients with COVID symptoms increased Central Peninsula Hospital's capacity to its highest level since the pandemic began.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.